This season by Paper City Savings, Chips Hamburgers, Jacoby Custom Cues, Nakusa Piggly Wiggly, and Nakusa Coated Products. 105.5 FM WIRI proudly bringing you Nakusa High School Sports and your hometown station, playing country legends 24/7, Wisc Country 105.5 WIRI.
On a cool, crisp evening from Nakusa, Wisconsin, with an almost full moon rising in the east, it's Homecoming 2022. Hi, everybody. I'm Randy Paul. Don Chesborough back at our WIRI studio engineering our broadcast tonight as the Papermakers entertain the Chiefs of Shiocton in this Central Wisconsin Conference large matchup. Papermakers come into this contest with a record of 1-6 overall, 1-4 in the CWC large. Stratford and Amherst leading the conference with perfect records of 5-0. Whitburn at 3-2, and then Shiocton is tied with Manawa and Wyawega Fremont at 2-3. Papermakers, well, their season's gone something like this. They lost at home to Black River Falls in the opener, 27-8. They fell at Adams Friendship, 40-8. They lost at Wyawega Fremont, 41-12. Then at home to Manawa, 40-28, to Stratford, which was played in Marshfield, 50-14. And then they won at home against Spencer Columbus Catholic, 36-0. Lost last week over in Amherst, 38-0. They trailed 15-0 after quarter number one and were outscored in the second quarter, 23-0, and there was no scoring that took place in half number two. Some limited stats through seven games thus far. Through four games, Nash Kretschmar is 35-69 for 413 yards and four TDs. In five games, Jonathan Wenzel, 85 carries for 652 yards and five touchdowns. And his best game was against Manawa, where he had 25 carries for 251 yards and three touchdowns. Receiving a couple of games for Francisco Vega, five receptions for 100 yards and one touchdown. For the Chiefs of Shiocton, they're coached by Brock Paulno. They come in with that record of 4-3 overall. They won at iScan in their opener, 35-6. Then they won at home over Crivets, 46-13. They fell at Amherst, 14-7. Good battle there. And at home to Stratford, just 21-7. They won at Wyawega Fremont, 21-0, and at Manawa, 16-13. So the two teams that they were tied with for fourth place in the conference, they actually would have tiebreakers on them. And then they lost at Whitburn last week, 34-19. They were down 7-0 after quarter number one. They trailed at half, 13-6, and only 13-13 heading into the final quarter. It was tied as they outscored Whitburn by 7 in that third quarter, and then they were outscored 21-6. The Chiefs scored with 7 seconds remaining, so almost outscored 21-0 in that final quarter. On the ball game, Dawson Schmidt was 14 for 26 for 116 yards with one touchdown. On the year, he is 98 for 166. He has tossed for over 1,000 yards. It's the most in conference, 8 touchdowns. He's also thrown 9 picks. On the ground, Cade Stingle may be one of the fastest rushers in the state. 23 carries for 157 yards and 2 touchdowns last week. On the year, 94 carries, 522 yards. He averages 5.6 yards per carry. He also has 6 touchdowns and receiving, caught 5 for 45. The other young men who will receive catches or catch some passes, I should say, from Mr. Schmidt the other night, Cody Young and Dylan Herb. So we're all just about set for tonight's contest between these two squads. We want to say a great big thank you to all of our sponsors, Paper City Savings, Chips Hamburgers, Jacoby Custom Cues, Nakusa Piggly Wiggly, and Nakusa Coated Products. We sincerely appreciate the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our audience. Call us during business hours, during the weekdays, and if you'd like to get on board, 715-424-1300, and Steph will make sure that that happens for us. 105.5 FM, WIRI, Country Legends, 24/7, Wisc Country, and that is in Wisconsin Rapids. Also want to remind you that we have more action for you on our sister station tomorrow as the Badgers will be at Northwestern. That pregame starts at 12:30 tomorrow afternoon. with the kick at 2:30. And then tomorrow night, right here on this station, WIRI, the River Kings will be taking on the Minnesota Moose. That game is scheduled for 6:59 start with Mark Lochner. Just met Mark here as he came up to the broadcast booth here tonight. And then on Monday, back on WFHR, we will have Playmakers, James and I, hopefully at 10:06 in the morning. So it's just about time to take a look at the starting lineups as well as the national anthem here from Nakusa. So we will step out. You are listening to FM 105.5 WIRI.
We are Nakusa Coated Products. Rooted in quality and innovation, Nakusa Coated Products is a premier manufacturer of specialty print media. Nakusa Coated Products has evolved over its 60 years in the industry, sustaining a reputation as the leading carbonless technology innovator. Connect with us and check out our open careers on our website, nakusa.com.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
If you're going to be a player, you need the right equipment. Let Jacoby Custom Cues help you improve your game by fitting you with the proper cool cue from the tip to the bumper. Joint pins, leather wraps, performance shaft, and cool personal touches like photo engraving. Jacoby also carries the largest selection of darts, flights, and tips. Jacoby Custom Cues on Market Street in Nakusa or at jacobycustomcues.com.
Area high school football is now on the radio. 105.5 WIRI will be broadcasting Nakusa, Assumption, and Lincoln football games live. Cheer on your favorite area team on Friday nights at 7 p.m. Hometown sports are sponsored by Nakusa Coated Products, Paper City Savings, Jacoby Custom Cues, Piggly Wiggly, and Chips Hamburgers. Nakusa, Assumption, and Lincoln football only on WisCountry 105.5 FM, your hometown station playing country legends 24/7.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Here's your Country Legends 24/7 forecast. Lows level off around 28 tonight under mainly clear skies, westerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 57 tomorrow. Lows dip down to about 36 tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Low 60s Sunday and Monday. Once again, low of 28 tonight, high of 57 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 47.
They say the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. In the same way, the journey to end poverty for good begins first with a child. A journey like this takes commitment from you and me. A commitment to end poverty for good. Learn how you can help at children.org right now.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
Back here at Nakusa as they just finished a powerful rendition of the national anthem as brought to us by the Nakusa Pep Band. Thank them for their great work here tonight. Just a reminder, the Papermakers will be hosting at Whitburn next week. Whitburn with a record of 5-2 right now, 3-2, as we said earlier, in conference action. Whitburn is hosting Wauwega Fremont tonight. Next Friday at home, it'll be Spencer Columbus Catholic. That would be the Chiefs' home of Shiocton. And Spencer Columbus Catholic winless on the season, 0-7 overall and 0-5 in this conference. And they'll be hosting Shiocton. Spencer Columbus Catholic is hosting Stratford, I should say, tonight. So that's some of the upcoming events for the teams here between Nakusa and Shiocton. As we take a look around the area, it's Wisconsin Rapids homecoming tonight as well, as they are taking on Appleton West. And then next week they get the forfeit from Wausau East, so they will be playing Menominee, Michigan. Marshfield, meanwhile, who is tied with Wisconsin Rapids, they are on the road at Point tonight, and then they will be at Hortonville next week. Wausau West, the third team that is tied for top the conference in the Valley, they're at home to Hortonville tonight, and then they will be at home versus D.C. Everest next week, Friday. Assumption, they have the W from Wild Rose tonight, as they, of course, did not play their season, so they received the forfeit from them. And they are at Webster tonight, and that looks like it's a long road trip. It looked like something about 4 hours away from here. And then next Thursday, they'll wrap up the regular season at home, as they will be taking on the Hornets of Rosholt. The Port Edwards Blackhawks are at home today as they take on Elman Bancroft, and then they will be at Bowler Gresham Co-op next week, Friday. So that's a couple of the local area teams and what will be taking place in their schedules here the final 2 weeks of the regular season. So some of the big names that we're going to see for the Shiocton Chiefs here tonight, coached by Brock Paulno. Dawson Schmidt, 6'3", 190-pound senior. He's their quarterback. The running backs, Cade Stingle, 6'3", 195, and a senior, along with Dion Helzer. He's 6'1", 185, and a senior. The receivers, Bennett Schmidt, 6'5", 175, and a junior. Cody Young, 5'9", 145, just a sophomore. Dylan Herb, 5'11", 165, and a senior. And James Mutchie, 6'1", 175, and he's a junior. So the lineups have been announced as the Papermakers meet at midfield, and they come busting through the banner as they are all set for the beginning of tonight's contest, leading the way with Sam Ward, a 6'1", 200-pound senior, busts through the paper of the Papermakers. And we'll get things all lined up as Nakusa is going to be going from north to south. They lost the toss of the coin to Shiocton, who decided to take the opening kickoff. So they will be receiving the football on the south end of the stadium. And getting all set to get things going will be Joseph Bertling, the 5'8", 235-pound sophomore, will tee it up for the Papermakers. And a lone back set to receive is Cade Stingle, the 6'3", 195-pound senior. And got a feeling you probably aren't wanting to kick it too close to him, as he's got some jets, burners, and he can really fly. So the Papermakers huddled up at the 35-yard line. They talk about what they're going to do on this kick. Again, it will be Bertling teeing it up on the 40-yard line, north end of the stadium, as homecoming 2022 set to go. Put to ball, end-over-end kick that's going to come down to one of the upmen on the far side of the field at the 30. He'll return it to the 35-40, 45-yard line, Cody Young, the return man. And it'll start out first and 10, I think they'll say 46-yard line of Shiocton. So first and 10, we'll see the first offensive set for Dawson Schmidt and the Chiefs of Shiocton. Papermakers four back deep. Dawson Schmidt not afraid to air it out here, and he will immediately start with wideouts left and right and one in the bottom of the screen in the slot. He'll take and he'll turn and he'll hand it off to Stingle. He'll go right straight ahead to the 49-yard line. And he'll get himself a pickup of 3 on the carry. So it'll be 2nd down and 7 yards to go for the Chiefs as the first play of our ball game is now officially in the books. And they will huddle it up back at their own 40-yard line. Deion Helzer also in the backfield along with Schmidt, and this time they will hand it off to Helzer, and he's going to get hit back at the 44-yard line. Tackle made by Mason Spice back at that 44-yard line. That's going to be a loss of 5. And it'll bring up a 3rd down and 12 yards to go for Shai Octon. Well, I've got a feeling we're going to see for the first time the arm of Dawson Schmidt here as he says some final words to Mr. Stingle. He stands at the 39-yard line, waits for the snap, back in the pocket, 3-step drop, now under some duress, rolls to his left, going to let it fly downfield, and he's got a man down there, and he can't hang on to it. Diving attempt that time was made by James Mutchie. He had about 5 steps on the defender, but he could not hang on to it, and it's an incomplete pass. And on 4th and 12, the Chiefs going to have to punt it away. So Schmidt, also the punter, stands at his own 34-yard line, rolls to his right, and he soccer styles it down the field where it is fielded on his knees at the 28-yard line by Jordan Posh. And the Papermakers will have their first offensive set of the ball game as they will officially mark it at the 29-yard line, 1st and 10, Nakusa. Don Chesbrough already with some updates for us. A couple of finals. Almond Bancroft getting defeated by Port Edwards. Blackhawks victorious 52-30. And a final from Webster. Assumption Royals roll 55-0. Thank you, Don Chesbrough. 1st and 10, Nakusa. A direct snap into the hands of Nash Kretschmar as he takes it off the left side. Now cuts it back towards the middle of the field. And he is brought down at the 39-yard line. And they're going to mark it between the 39 and 40. So that's going to be a gain of 11. And we'll call it the 40-yard line. And a fresh set of downs. 1st and 10, Papermakers. Nice little start for Nakusa. As they get a 4-3 and out against Shai Octon and immediately pick up a 1st down as they've got an empty backfield. 3 on the bottom of the screen, 1 on top. Nash going to keep it again, try the same spot. Not successful this time as he only gains a yard on it to the 41-yard line. Up a 2nd down and 9. That tackle was made by Mr. Collar. Braden, a 5'8", 335-pound sophomore defensive tackle for the Chiefs. 1 wideout now top of the screen, another slot on the top of the screen, and here's a handoff. That'll go straight ahead for about 5 yards, maybe 6, depending upon the spot. As the carry was made by Jonathan Wenzel, 6'1", 185, and a senior. Of course, his last homecoming. They will mark it at the 46-yard line, so a pickup of 5 on the play. Now 3rd down and 4 to go for Nakusa. From their own 46-yard line, 8:58 to go in quarter number 1. Wide out on the bottom of the screen for Nakusa. That's Jaden Hughes. They'll try the handoff straight ahead. Not much running room, maybe 1 yard to 1.5 yards that time. And they'll mark it at the 48-yard line, we'll say, a pickup of 2. We'll bring up a 4th down and a long 2 to go as Wenzel got the carry. See what the Papermakers decide to do. It does appear they might be going for it here. Crowd loves it. Nice crowd here on Homecoming 2022. Waiting the snap from center. Here it is. Kretschmar going to keep it. Tries left side. He's got the 1st down. outside the numbers as he is brought down inside Chiefs territory. And it'll be a first and 10 as they mark it at the 47-yard line of Shai Octon. So 5 yards on that pickup. And that's the second first down of this drive for Nakusa. Another minute off the clock as we are below the 8-minute mark here of stanza number one. Waiting for the snap from center. Give it to Wenzel. He tries the left side this time and plows his way ahead across the 45 down to the 44 for a gain of 3 on that carry. Bring up second down and 7. Nothing real fancy that time. Just a little bit of a dive play, and Wenzel took it to the outside on the left side. As Devin Jennerjohn, the 5'10", 190-pound senior, makes the tackle. Oh, a couple of wideouts come sprinting to the bottom of the screen. Wintland and Hughes. Man in the slot on the left, he comes in motion. That's Posh. They give it to Jordan. He's going to work his way from hash mark to the middle of the field to the 38-yard line. As he gets 6 yards on that little jaunt, and it'll bring up third down and a yard to go for Nakusa. As another minute has disappeared off the clock. Beautiful moon out there tonight. I believe the full harvest hunter's moon, I think they're calling it here in October. As it approaches full, I believe it's full on Sunday. The Packers take on the Giants, the G-men. Third and one here, Chiefs territory. Pass goes in motion. They fake it to him. Nash keeps it, and he's going to get the first down easily as he crosses the 35-yard line to the 34. So a pickup of 4 on that little carry. It's going to be a third first down of the drive. One of them, that big one on fourth down, keeping the drive alive. About 20 ticks away from halfway through quarter number one. Had the one incomplete pass. Outside of that, and the punt, his clock has been rolling the entire quarter. Kretschmar now by himself in the backfield. They put Wenzel in motion. They hand it off to him as he comes to the bottom of the screen. They had him trapped back at the 37-yard line. Somehow he escaped, wiggled his way across the 35 up to the 31. So he just turned a loss of 3 into a gain of 3. He'll bring up second down and 7. Papermakers now get the clock under 6 minutes to go here in this opening stanza from Nakusa. Hughes goes to the top of the screen. And on the bottom is Wintland. Oh, early movement by the left tackle for Nakusa. And that's going to back him up a couple of yards. Unless there's something happened that we didn't see. We, I mean me. Yep. So that's the first penalty of the ball game. Little illegal motion there. Put it back to the 36-yard line. And for the first time, Nakusa finds themselves in a long second down and 12. Michael Comer not able to be with us here tonight. Put up with me and my cold. Little clock back running now as they reset the ball. Wenzel in motion. They fake it to him. They throw a little screen out to the left-hand side. Caught out there and brought down at the 30-yard line. That reception was made by Jaden Hughes. And I think we got a holding on Nakusa on the play. Flag is laying back at the 37-yard line, as I think on the block that time for Jaden. They got a little bit too much of the shoulder pads and jersey. So discussion takes place between the Chiefs and the official. Want it at the 30-yard line, or would you like us to go back from the 37 all the way back to the 47? They're going to obviously go back to the 47. So it ends up being a penalty of 11 yards back to the 47-yard line, excuse me. And that'll bring up a second down and a country mile. Second and about 23 yards to go here for Nakusa. Kretschmer is going to keep it, and this time he's going to try the right side as he works his way towards the middle of the field and the 40-yard line. So he got himself about 7 of those yards back up to the 40-yard line. He'll bring up a third down and 16 yards to go. Tackle made for Shiocton by Bradley Demereth, 5'10", 170-pound senior. Third and 16 to go for Nakusa. They'll spread out a couple of young receivers to the bottom of the screen, Whitland and Hughes once again. Kretschmer in the pistol formation. Waits the snap from center, gets it, rolls to his right under some duress, stops, goes back to the left side, and he is going to be hit and put down back at the 47-yard line. So the 7 he just gained, just lost on a sack back to the 47, and 4th and 23, you don't have a lot of those in the book. So the Nakusa Papermakers, what started out to be a pretty promising drive, was 12 plays long, and just unable to sustain it with the penalties. Stingle stands back at his own 11-yard line, waiting the punt, high snap. It's away, and it's a floater that Stingle is going to catch at the 16-yard line. Evades one would-be tackler, goes to left. Now Turk works his way back to the right, shows some of that speed as he is going down the sideline, and he's knocked out of bounds in Papermaker territory at the 39-yard line. First and 10, great field position now. That's what happens when you get it in the hands of the speedster. Just sidestepped the first would-be tackler and then went down the middle and up the right sideline, and he was off to the races. So the second offensive set for the Chiefs with 3:21 to go in a scoreless first quarter from Nakusa. Back to throw with Schmidt, and he has a wide receiver. That's Mutchie. Got it at the 35 and is able to pull himself forward to the 33-yard line. Eric White Eagle back for Nakusa after a little bit of injury, getting in some action here. Will mark it at the 33. That's a gain of 6 on the play. Up a second down. Four yards to go for the Chiefs of Shiocton. Dawson Schmidt, the quarterback, the senior. A couple of running backs next to him. Hands it off to Helzer as he tries the right-hand side and coming up and making a really nice tackle for Nakusa. Was flying up there. Arian Boswell, 5'11", 165, just a freshman. Only got one on that one. So it's at the 32-yard line. Looked much more promising than that. Up a third down and about 3 yards to go for the Chiefs. We are under 2 minutes remaining in period number one. Two running backs by Schmidt. He's little quick down and out, and that's going to be good enough for a first down. Just ran downfield about 5 yards, tossed it out to the right side, and the catch by Mr. Mutchie. As they'll mark it at the 27-yard line, that little quick 5 yards is good enough for a first and 10 for Shiocton. Like something an NFL team would do, just hand them down 5 yards before the defense could was playing off of him. He just turned around, made the catch, and it was first down. The handoff to the fullback straight ahead, making his way to the 22-yard line. Nifty little run straight up the middle for a gain of 5 yards on the carry. That's Mr. Stingle, the senior. Little quick hitter. Cody Young, sophomore, brings the play in from the sideline. Second and 5, 55 seconds to go, quarter number 1. Cool, crisp evening here. Last time I checked the old thermometer, it was about 45 degrees. I don't think the thermometer got much above that today. And then five, back to throw again. Schmidt throws it down the left side this time. It's caught out there by Herb at the 15, down inside the 15. They knock him out of bounds. They'll say at the 12-yard line. A gain of 10 on the pass completion and a fresh set of downs for the Chiefs. They stop the clock as he knocked out of bounds. Well, we start the clock up again. Doesn't matter if you get knocked out of bounds nowadays. Unless it's under 4 minutes to go. Up to the line of scrimmage. Two wideouts, one left, one to the right. Bennett Schmitz on the left-hand side. A couple of running backs, man in motion towards the bottom of the screen. Pitch it over to Stingle as he works his way inside the 10, inside the 5, down to the 4-yard line. Gain of 8, and it'll be second down and 2. When we start quarter number 2, as we have come to the end of a scoreless first stanza from Nakusa. Papermakers and Chiefs do battle in the Central Wisconsin Conference large ballgame. We'll step out for a minute as you are listening to Nakusa Papermaker football here on FM 105.5 WIRI.
We are Nakusa Coated Products. Rooted in quality and innovation, Nakusa Coated Products is a premier manufacturer of specialty print media. Nakusa Coated Products has evolved over its 60 years in the industry, sustaining a reputation as the leading carbonless technology innovator. Connect with us and check out our open careers on our website, nakusa.com.
Paper City Savings realizes that banking is different for everyone. That's why Paper City Savings provides the best of both worlds, offering face-to-face personal customer service along with the latest in technology, such as e-banking platforms. If you want the best of both worlds, look no further than Paper City Savings.
Hometown community spirit, hometown community pride.
Paper City Savings, a proud sponsor of area high school sports, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Well, we have a scoreless first period here from Nakusa. However, the Chiefs are knocking on the proverbial door as we're getting set to start quarter number 2. Again, Port Edwards defeating Almond Bancroft 52-30 today, as did the Assumption Royals over Webster 55-0. Get you a couple of other scores here from Don Chesborough after this second down and 2 from the 4-yard line as the Chiefs now heading from left to right across your radio dial. Here's the pitch to Stingle down the right-hand side. They're waiting for him back there, but he cuts it back towards the middle of the field. Dances, spins, turns. He's down at the 1-yard line. Nice little run that time by Mr. Stingle as he makes it a first and goal to goal. If they mark it down where I believe they should have, yes. First and goal from the 1-yard line. And we have an injured papermaker. Give us a chance to update some of those scores for you. Don Chesborough back at our studios engineering our broadcast. Updates us and tells us at the end of quarter number 1, Stratford leads Spencer Columbus Catholic 13-0. And also at the end of the first quarter, Pacelli and iScan are tied at 1 apiece. Medical team comes out to attend to the injured player. Looks like this could be at least a minute, so I think we'll take a minute timeout. You're listening to FM 105.5 WIRI.
Area high school football is now on the radio. 105.5 WIRI will be broadcasting Nakusa, Assumption, and Lincoln football games live. Cheer on your favorite area team on Friday nights at 7 p.m. Hometown sports are sponsored by Nakusa Coated Products, Paper City Savings, Jacoby Custom Cues, Piggly Wiggly, and Chips Hamburgers. Nakusa, Assumption, and Lincoln football only on WisCountry 105.5 FM, your hometown station playing country legends 24/7.
You want the country hits and lots of them at Country Legends 24/7. That's exactly what we give you. But there are also some incredible country songs that you maybe never heard of. One of our favorite things here at Country Legends 24/7 is called the B-side. These are album cuts or covers of hits from other country artists or just a little known country gem, all with one thing in common. They're all great country songs. So listen for an occasional little surprise called the B-Side, exclusively on Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM. And thanks for loving Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
Sam Ward, the young senior who broke through the paper to start the ball game, get some help coming off to the sideline. He put a whole lot of weight on that, I believe it was his left leg. Got some help from some of the assistant coaches. He's now over on the training table. So Shai Ecton now with a first and goal from the 1 yard line as they will take it and spin and hand it off to Helzer as he goes around the right side, cut it back to the middle, and gets into the end zone for a touchdown. The Chiefs draw first blood here with 11:28 to go in quarter number one. So the Chiefs will now attempt the PAT as the team rushes out there. Lines come set quickly. Ball is snapped. The kick is on the way, and the kick is no good as it hits the right upright. And the score will remain 6-0 with 11:28 to go here in quarter number one. We'll just take a 30-second timeout. We're back with more from Nakusa right after this.
If you're going to be a player, you need the right equipment. Let Jacoby Custom Cues help you improve your game by fitting you with the proper cool cue from the tip to the bumper. Joint pins, leather wraps, performance shaft, and cool personal touches like photo engraving. Jacoby also carries the largest selection of darts, flights, and tips. Jacoby Custom Cues on Market Street in Nakusa or at JacobyCustomCues.com. 105.5
Missed PAT. Paper makers find themselves behind 6-0 as they will have their second possession of the contest. The kickoff down on the middle of the field and it's grabbed there. Taken up the right sideline. Returned all the way to the 25, maybe the 24-yard line. Who's starting their own 24. The first series started at the 29-yard line, went 12 plays, and resulted in a punt after a couple of penalties. So this one will start from their own 24-yard line. So we played 12 minutes and 36 seconds, and this is only the second possession of the ball game for Nakusa. Kretschmar stands in the pistol formation, gets the snap. Takes it up the right side, comes back to the left, and not much running room as he is brought down in the backfield at the 23-yard line. Lose a yard on that. Back to the 23-yard line. More updates from Don Chesborough. Wisconsin Dells leading Adams Friendship 7-0 at the end of quarter number one. And here's a surprise for you. At the end of the first stanza, Marshfield trails Spash in Stevens Point, 14-0. Help Wisconsin Rapids, of course. For makers to put a man in motion, then they'll run the counter the other way, and it's sniffed out very nicely by the Chiefs. Tackle is made by Cade Stingle. Same Cade Stingle with the long return that set up the Chiefs very nicely on their second offensive set. Maybe we'll give him a yard on the carry. It's going to be third down and a long 10 yards to go for Nakusa. Maybe another 18 inches or so besides the 10 yards. Kretschmar by himself now in the backfield. Waits the snap from center. Gets it. Looks to his left. They got three receivers out there, and they go down the middle, and it's going to be intercepted. The 43-yard line, taken back to the 30, 25, 20, 15, down to the 10-yard line. Dawson Schmidt, the quarterback, was playing center field back there and got the INT. Well, that'll set up the Chiefs in great field possession as they put it down right at the 10-yard line. Don't think they can get a first down, so it's going first and goal to goal for Shai Acton. Already leading it 6-0 with 9:45 remaining here in the second quarter, the first half of Homecoming 2022. Mr. Schmidt just got the INT, now a quarterback. Hands it off, go up the middle, sprint it out to the outside, and sure tackle made that time for the Papermakers by Francisco Vega. Stingle was not able to get away that time and was basically just able to get back to the line of scrimmage. Second and goal, 10-yard line. Chiefs of Shai Acton. Four and three overall, 2-3 in the CWC Large Conference. Pass out on the left-hand flat. It's caught out there. Arms of Dylan Herb. Going to pick up a couple on that reception. Officially put it down. For the head linesman out there. He's about the yard line. Say a gain of 2. Third and goal. 8-yard line. The end of quarter number one. Update for Wisconsin Rapids. Spash leading Marshfield 14-0. Rapids leading Wausau West 14-0. While Wausau West is scoreless with Ortonville. Little pump fake to the left side. Now Schmidt rolls to his right at the 10, throws to the end zone. He's got three receivers over there, and one cuts in front of the other and makes the reception for the touchdown. Dylan Herb with the TD from 8 yards out. And the lead now up to 12-0 here in quarter number two. 8 minutes and 11 seconds remaining in the first half. Oh, Bennett Schmidt, the junior, the left footer, who attempt the PAT for the second time now. Ball's down, the kick's on the way, and this kick is good. And so with the 8-11 to go in quarter number two, Shai Acton leads at 13-0. We'll take 1 minute. We'll be back after this.
We are Nakusa Coated Products. Rooted in quality and innovation, Nakusa Coated Products is a premier manufacturer of specialty print media. Nakusa Coated Products has evolved over its 60 years in the industry, sustaining a reputation as the leading carbonless technology innovator. Connect with us and check out our open careers on our website, nakusa.com.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
105.5 FM. So 13-0 right now as the kick comes quick and the Papermakers catch and return and take it all the way down the right-hand sideline. And they'll be knocked out of bounds, they'll say, at the 42-yard line. So very quick exchange there. Bruce is going to have good field position here. Start from their own 42. Sure beats their 29 and 24. Snap to Kretschmar. He drops it. That's not Kretschmar at all. Instead, that's Jonathan Wenzel. A direct snap. Takes it across the 45 to the 47-yard line. So quick pickup of 5. Down and 5 to go. So we'll stay back there at quarterback. Take fake to the left. Go back to the right. Go across the 45 to the 47-yard line. Oh, Nothing on that play that time. Comes back to the sideline. Timeout going to be taken by Nakusa. Well, Chips Hamburgers, juicy charbroiled burgers made the way it should be. Fresh and hot. Fries, onion rings, cheese curds, shakes, root beer floats. Made the way you want it. Chips Hamburgers in Wisconsin Rapids and Marshfield. Keys to the game, brought to you by Piggly Wiggly. You can score big at Piggly Wiggly in Nakusa. Catch all the savings on fresh baked goods, meats, produce, and deli products. Won't fumble the handoff when you shop the pig down home. Down the street, down in Nakusa. Probably the key to the game right now is that interception that was made by Dawson Schmidt setting the Chiefs up at the 10-yard line of Nakusa. They're able to punch it in and a couple of quick three plays and took a 13-0 lead here with 7:15 to go here in the first half of action. So the ball at the 48-yard line after a pickup of one by Wenzel that time. Third down and about 4.5 to 5 yards to go. Snap it this time to Kretschmar, and he'll go straight ahead to the 49-yard line for just a pickup of one. Bring up fourth down and say 3 yards to go. We'll be generous. Nakusa went for it on 4th and 2 from their own 48-yard line, so not surprised to see them going for it here from their own 49. Trailing at 13-0. Kretschmar will hand it off, pounding straight ahead. It's going to be close for Jonathan Wenzel. The head linesman says it's in Shiocton territory at the 47-yard line. If he puts it down there, it'll be enough for a first down. And it is. So, 1st and 10 for the Papermakers. The 47.5-yard line. Call it the 47-yard line. Gain of 4 on the carry. So fresh set of downs. That's twice now. Papermakers have picked up a 4th down near midfield. 6 minutes and 10 seconds to go. Kretschmar, quick pass over the middle. It goes off the hands of the intended receiver. That was Wintland. Up a 2nd down. One of the Chiefs there in the backfield looked like Mr. Schmidt again, playing center field. That ball might have been in his hands had it not been tipped that time by Wintland. Bring 2nd down and 10 yards. To go, still from Chiocton 47-yard line. 2 wideouts, top of the screen. 1 running back to the right of Kretschmar. He'll hand it off to that running back. I think that's Wenzel. And he gets nothing on that carry. Sure it is. So just like that, we got ourselves a 3rd down and 10 yards. Still at the Chiocton 47-yard line. Clock continues to roll. Moon continues to rise. 5 minutes, 35 seconds to go. Half number one. Kretschmar, wideouts. Left and right. Make it to Pash. Keeps it up the middle. He goes right to the 45-yard line. That's a gain of 2 yards for facing a 4th down and 8 yards to go. It's decision time for Coach Tuttle. I think he says, let's take a timeout and talk a little bit more about this. So while they take a timeout, we'll take a 30 with them. Back with more from Nakusa right after this.
Paper City Savings realizes that banking is different for everyone. That's why Paper City Savings provides the best of both worlds, offering face-to-face personal customer service along with the latest in technology, such as e-banking platforms. If you want the best of both worlds, look no further than Paper City Savings.
Hometown community spirit, hometown community pride.
Paper City Savings, a proud sponsor of area high school sports, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
105.5 FM.
Just a reminder that tomorrow night, about the same time, we're going to have River Kings hockey for you. Mark Loebner will be on the call of that for us right here on FM 105.5 WIRI. Chance to listen to him a little bit last week. Did a great job. Looking forward to hearing it again tomorrow night. Hope you are too. Fourth down and 8 yards to go for Nakusa from the Chiefs 45-yard line. Papermakers are going to go for it. At least they are set to do so. Let's see if they actually carry it out. Kretschmar, nope, he's going to punt it away. They've got nobody deep. It goes end over end. It's at 15, 10, 5. Oh, they can't quite save it. Flying downfield, trying to get there was Jaden Hughes, and he got there just about a yard too late. So it'll be a touchback. And the Shiocton Chiefs will take over their fourth possession of the ball game. This time, they will start from their own 20-yard line, first and 10, with one tick under 5 minutes still to go here in the first half, and they lead it 13-0. So, in the Valley, Bash leading Marshfield 14-0, Rapids leading Appleton West 14-0, and Wausau West and Nortonville scoreless. All those are at the end of quarter number one. Again, big thank you to Don Chesborough for all of those. Here's a quick pass out to the right. Oh, almost that time. Pash almost got there before the ball got to the receiver, Young. And he broke one tackle, but he broke it backwards to the 17-yard line. So that was a loss of 3 on that pass completion back to the 17-yard line. Bring up second down and 13 yards to go. Boy, that was close to Jordan being able to get there and step in front of that pass. Bit like what happened with Mr. Rogers last week before the end of half number one in Green Bay. Fake the handoff. Schmidt rolling to his left. Throws it over the middle. Caught out there by Herb, but he's only going to gain a yard or two. But we got a penalty flag lying at the 12-yard line, and that's in the area where you're going to get offensive holding as he kicks the flag up to the 13. So now the papermakers can decline the penalty. And it would bring up a third down and 10, or they can accept the penalty. And the ball would go back to about the 6, 6.5 yard line. And it would be second down. They have to get all the way out to the 30. So decision time for Coach Tuttle. Right now he's signaling from the sideline. Nope, let's take the pass. Ball's going to be completed. They'll take the play. They decline the penalty. Let's... ball's going to be marked officially at the 19-yard line. So a gain of 2 on the play. And bring up a third down and 11 as the ball lies at the 19-yard line. Good to get him to punt here with 4 minutes to go in the half. Schmidt looking. He's got pressure. Oh, my goodness. He got blindsided whacked that time by Eric White Eagle, who came off the edge, and he never saw him coming, and he was sacked back to the 11-yard line for a loss of 8. Wow. Bring fourth down and 19 yards to go for the Chiefs, and let's see if get their senses back about himself as the quarterback is also the punter for the Chiefs. Dawson Schmidt, he stands at his own goal line, rolls to his right, just barely got the punt away, but he gets a good one. Hits at the 39-yard line, rolls down to the 46-yard line. Nakusa will start in Shiocton territory at the 46-yard line. So first and 10, Nakusa, with still 3 minutes and 18 seconds to go as they trail it by 13 here in the first half of action. There's some pressure that was coming that time on Dawson Schmidt. Fortunate to swing out to his right and get rid of that. Nash Kretschmar now comes into the huddle, bringing the play in from... Nash Kretschmar brings a play in from Coach Tuttle from the sideline. First and 10, Nakusa. Kretschmar stands at his own 49-yard line. There's the snap. He's going to keep it, go up the middle. Zigzag is away at the 46, 45, 44, 43-yard line. Just kind of kept going. That was a lot of talking for 3 yards, folks. It'll be second down and 7 yards to go for the Papermakers. Exactly 3 minutes remaining here. This first half of action before we send it back to our studios. Chesbrough always doing his great job, per usual, getting us through the first, 12 minutes or so of that halftime as they take a break, and we do too. Wideouts left and right for Nakusa at the 43-yard line of Shiocton. Kretschmar by himself in the backfield, looking, pump fakes, lets it fly downfield. Got a man at the 15, and he can't hang on to it. Jaden Hughes had it as he fell backwards, and when he hit the ground, the jar actually knocked it loose. He was unable to hang on to it. Great effort that time by Jaden. And the incomplete pass will bring up a third down and 7, still from that 43-yard line. Update from Don Chesbrough. Marshfield, trailing earlier 14-0 to Spash, has tied it up. Still about 4 minutes left in quarter number 2. Thank you, Don. Our clock stopped on the incomplete pass. Third down and 7 for Nakusa. Kretschmar going to keep it. Try the left side. He's outside the hash. He's outside the numbers, and he's brought down at the 34-yard line. And the side judge says that's good enough for a first down. And it is. So we're going to give him a pickup of 8 yards on the play. They'll put it at the 36-yard line. And we still have 2 minutes and 10 seconds to go here in the first half. Backside of the football resting at the 36-yard line of Nakusa. Kretschmar again by himself in the backfield. Everybody in tight. He's going to take the snap, drive straight ahead to the 30-yard line. Got himself 6 yards on that little carry. Second down and 4. Clock continues to roll toward zeros here in the first half of action. Now 1 minute and 35 seconds remaining. Quarter. Pass to the top of the screen for Nakusa. Everybody else in tight except for now Jaden Hughes goes to the bottom of the screen. The snap, gets it. Looks, going to go to Hughes. They're going to try a little fly pattern to the corner, and that one was well defended out there that time by the Chiefs' Gunner Baker, 5'8", 165-pound junior. Good position that time. So on the incomplete pass, up a third down now with 4 yards still to go from the 30-yard line of the Chiefs. Now, Shiocton decides they want to take themselves a quick timeout. Let's just do a 30, Don. We're back with more from Nakusa. You're listening to WIRI.
Area High School Football is now on the radio. 105.5 WIRI will be broadcasting Nakusa, Assumption, and Lincoln football games live. Cheer on your favorite area team on Friday nights at 7 p.m. Hometown sports are sponsored by Nakusa Coated Products, Paper City Savings, Jacoby Custom Cues, Piggly Wiggly, and Chips Hamburgers. Nakusa, Assumption, and Lincoln football only on WisCountry 105.5 FM, your hometown station, playing country legends 24/7.
Well, just a reminder on our sister station, WFHR, 1320 AM. The Badgers will be in action tomorrow. New interim coach. Paul Chris was let go after that loss to Illinois at home. They're now on the road at Northwestern. 12:30, our pregame coverage. 2:30, the kick of that contest tomorrow afternoon. And then on Monday, also on WFHR, hopefully I'll be home joining James for Playmakers at 10:06, where we'll recap all of the high school activities, or quite a few of them anyway, that took place in the area this weekend and this past week. So as we come out of the timeout, third down and about 4 yards to go for Nakusa. Kretschmar takes and he gives it off to Wenzel as he is hit at the 30-yard line, tips forward to the 28. He's able to get 2 yards out of that, and now it's going to be another fourth down for Nakusa, who will once again take a quick timeout, their last timeout here of the half with 103 still remaining here in Nakusa. Again, a reminder, great big thank you to all of our sponsors. Bring us Nakusa, Assumption, Lincoln Football, Paper City Savings, Chips Hamburgers, Jacoby Custom Cues, Nakusa Piggly Wiggly, and Nakusa Coated Products. To get on board, still got ourselves a game left, maybe a little bit of playoff action still in the offing as well. Make sure you give Steph a call at 715-424-1300 weekdays. Be glad to help you out and get you one of our sponsors on the air and make sure that we can bring you these contests. Always a pleasure to be able to do this. Always great to come over here to Nakusa. Athletic Director Paul Hahn, always great to see him. Always very welcoming and accommodating. Fourth down, 2 yards to go. Kretschmar by himself, standing at the 33-yard line. Waits the snap from center. Has it. Looks to his left. Looks back to his right. Going to let it fly for the end zone, and it overshoots the intended receiver. Again, well covered out there by Bennett Schmidt. They tried to hook up with Francisco Vega. So on the incomplete pass, Chiefs will take over with 58 seconds still remaining. They will start from their own 28-yard line. See what they decide to do. They're not afraid to throw that football, so don't be surprised with 58 seconds to go and a couple of timeouts in their pocket. See them put it up in the air here. Mr. Stingle, it's got some speed. See if they even set up a little screen for him. They got two receivers on the top of the screen, one on the bottom, two in the backfield, and a little pump fake by Schmidt. Now he's under pressure. He rolls to his left, gets away from a would-be tackler, but not from the second one. I think it was Jonathan Wenzel who made the tackle out there at the 27-yard line. It was Wenzel for a loss of one. It'll be second down and 11, and maybe after that not-so-successful play, the Chiefs won't be in any big hurry here. Maybe see what they can do on the second down play as the clock rolls with 30 seconds and counting. They'll send Bennett Schmidt to the top of the screen, three wide outs to the bottom, Herb the widest of the three. They'll roll to the right, some pressure straight up the middle, caught by Bennett Schmidt, and he is brought down at the 47-yard line. Bennett Schmidt went up high in the air, made a very nice catch on that as he was high in the sky. They will put it down at the Nakusa 47-yard line. 36 yards on that reception. First and 10 now. With still 11 seconds to go, and they use one of their two remaining timeouts. So kind of like I figured, if they got themselves a big play, they would use one of the timeouts. If not, they would have just let the clock expire. But now thinking, hey, we got a possibility. Get ourselves a few more yards. You can probably sneak out if you do a little down and out. You can either get a couple of plays. You can even go over the middle of the field. Clock will stop on a first down. Then you can take a timeout. So quite a few options here for Coach Brock Paulno and the Shiocton Chiefs. So we'll see what they come up with here. We head right into halftime. Papermakers, Homecoming 2022, doing a great job here tonight. Shiocton 4-3 on the season. They've lost some close games to pretty good teams in the conference, so proud of the effort put forth so far by the Papermakers here. Let's see what Shiocton decides to do here in the final 11 ticks. They're going to set up the same formation, one to the top of the screen. That's Bennett Schmidt, the other three on the bottom. Back in pass formation, let it fly down the left sideline, and it is caught at the 15-yard line. And there's still 3 seconds to go, and immediately I think the Chiefs will call that final timeout. And that's exactly what they do. So now with the ball marked officially at the 16-yard line, after a reception of 31 yards, will the Chiefs go for the field goal? They only have time for one play. So it'll have to be a field goal decision or go for the end zone. and they call a timeout to make that quick choice. Once again, next week, the Papermakers wrap up the regular season right here at home against Whitburn. Come into tonight's game with a record of 5-2 and 3-2 in conference action. Of course, Amherst and Stratford in first place in the CWC large with a record of 5-0. Whitburn tonight hosting Wyawega-Fremont. Next Friday, Shiocton is at home, taking on winless Spencer Columbus Catholic. And I can almost guarantee you they'll be winless going into next week as well, as they're hosting Stratford tonight. So it's the final games for these two squads here. And it looks like Shiocton, coming out of the timeout from over on the sideline, has decided to go for the touchdown. Again, they've got Bennett Schmidt on the top of the screen, the other three on the bottom, put a man in motion. Four receivers now going to the right. And they'll throw it back to the left, and there's Schmidt, and he's in the corner of the end zone. Did he hang on to it? No, they said he didn't get the feet down inside, and of course there's not going to be any replay, so that is going to be the end of half number one, as he made the catch, did Bennett Schmidt. But unfortunately for the Chiefs, he was not able to get 1 foot down in bounds. Good defense that time by Jordan Posh, and we have come to the end of half number one, where the scoreboard reads, the Chiefs of Shiocton 13, your Nakusa Papermakers nothing, as we'll step out and send it back to Don Chesborough at our studios. And we'll be back with some of those first half highlights in about 12-15 minutes or so. This is halftime from Nakusa, 13-0 Chiefs. You're listening to the FM 105.5 Wiscountry WIRI.
We are Nakusa Coated Products. Rooted in quality and innovation, Nakusa Coated Products is a premier manufacturer of specialty print media. Nakusa Coated Products has evolved over its 60 years in the industry, sustaining a reputation as the leading carbonless technology innovator. Connect with us and check out our open careers on our website, nakusa.com.
Here's your Country Legends 24/7 forecast. Lows around 28. Tonight, under clear skies, winds out of the west around 5 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 57. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Partly cloudy. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 36. Low 60s, Sunday and Monday. Once again, low of 28 tonight, high of 57 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 41.
WIRI Nakusa. Heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
Beach on spring break.
this time of year is a pair of shades, an ice cold beer, and a place to sit somewhere near water. Beautiful as this.
French kiss, Italian ice, margaritas in the moonlight. Just another American, just another American, and it's just another American Saturday night. Town Mall, he sat down in his overalls and asked me,
"You waiting on a woman?"
I nodded yes, said, "How about you?" He says,
"Son, since 1952, I've been waiting on a woman."
When I picked her up for our first date, I told her I'd be there at 8, and she came down the stairs at 8:30. Said, "I'm sorry that I took so long. Didn't like a thing that I tried on. But let me tell you, son, she sure looked pretty. Well, she can take her time, but I don't mind waiting on a woman." Said the wedding took a year to plan. You talk about an anxious man. I was nervous, waiting on a woman. And then he nudged my arm like old men do and said, "I'll say this about the honeymoon, it was worth it, waiting on a woman." And I don't guess we've been anywhere. Hasn't made us late, I swear. Sometimes she does it just cause she can do it. Boy, it's just a fact of life. It'll be the same with your young wife. You might as well go on and get used to it. She can take her time, 'cause I don't mind waiting on a woman. Don't mind.
waiting on a woman.
NACUSA 2022 football is proudly brought to you this season by Paper City Savings, Chips Hamburgers, Jacoby Custom Cues, NACUSA Piggly Wiggly, and NACUSA Coated Products. 105.5 FM WIRI proudly bringing you NACUSA High School Sports and your hometown station playing country legends 24-7, Wis Country 105.5 WIRI.
Back here at NACUSA, where it is homecoming 2022, as the Papermakers playing host to the Chiefs of Shiocton. And right now at halftime, it's the Chiefs who lead it by the score of 13-0. After a scoreless first quarter, the Chiefs got on the board. The 11:28 mark of stanza number two as Deion Helzer with a one-yard touchdown run, capping an eight-play, 39-yard drive. The PAT hit the upright, and the Chiefs led it 6-0. And then just a couple of minutes later, after a Dawson Schmidt INT, Dylan Herb got an 8-yard touchdown from Dawson Schmidt, capped a 3-play, 10-yard drive, and Bennett Schmidt's PAT was good, and the score read 13-0. Chiefs got down a couple of big plays right before half, and went for it with 2 seconds left from about the 12-yard line instead of kicking the field goal. Threw a pass to the corner of the end zone that was caught by Bennett Schmidt, but they said he did not get a toe down in the end zone. He was out of bounds with both feet, and so the score remained 13-0 at the break. Don Chesborough back at our studios does a great job engineering our broadcast, getting us through the halftime. Meantime, he's also updated us a little bit as far as some of the scores from the area. We'll go through those for you as well. Adams Friendship and the Dells are knotted at 7 apiece at halftime. Rapids, no trouble with Appleton West in the first half. They'll have a running clock to start quarter number three as they lead it 35-0. Pacelli at the break leading iScan 19-6. And Stratford is blanking Spencer Columbus 28-0. So those are some of the scores from around the area. Thanks to Don Chesborough for his great work back at the studios per usual. Second half kickoff just about to get things going here as Michael Comer also updating me. reminding us that Port Edwards was victorious this afternoon. They were able to defeat Allen Bancroft 52-30. And, of course, Assumption also victorious today as they defeated Webster way up in the northwest part of the state, 55-0. So Nakusa will start off with possession here in half number two. They will now be going from north to start, north to south here in the start of the third quarter. Bennett Schmidt has a ball given to him by the head linesman. He's still having a conversation with him. And now he's going to put the ball on the tee and get things rolling here. So we come out of the halftime activities. Went outside for a little bit at the break, and it has gotten even chillier out there since the start of the ball game. So Schmidt approaches football and kicks with the right foot. A little squibber on the ground that's covered up at the 36-yard line by the upman for Nakusa. That was Damian Armstead, 5'8", 170-pound sophomore. So not bad starting position for Nakusa at the 36-yard line. And we'll see what they come up with here during the halftime adjustments that they put forth. They will send three wideouts to the left and one on the bottom of the screen. Or Nakusa, Kretschmar all by himself back there at the 31-yard line. Takes the snap, bobbles it momentarily. Now weaves his way towards the papermaker sideline. 40, 45, 46-yard line. Gain of just over 10, we'll say 11 yards. We'll give him the first down for Nakusa as the backside of the ball rests on the 46-yard line. It'll be a first down for Nakusa. Go with the same formation, worked last time. Try it again. Kretschmar barks the signals, gets the snap. Now he looks, throws it out in the flat, caught out there. And it's going to be good for only about a yard or two, up to the 47, maybe the 48-yard line. Jonathan Wenzel, the king of the court here on homecoming. Sam Ward, the injured papermaker in that first half, they got him on a cart, and they were able to wheel him out also on the court here. Sitting covered up with a blanket and a stocking hat on the head. Second down and 8-4 Nakusa now at their own 48-yard line. Take the snap, hand it off. Give it to Wenzel across the 50, 45-yard line. He picks up 7 on that carry. So now in Shiocton territory. And it'll be third down and a yard to go for the Papermakers. Opening drive here of quarter number three. River Kings going to be back in action tomorrow night on our sister's, or right on this station, WIRI. Mark Loebner updating me that they're ahead tonight, 3-1. So third down and a yard to go for Nakusa. They put passion motion to the left. They hand it off instead to Wetzel on the counter, and he's got the first down. Across the 45 to the 42-yard line. 3 yards on that carry, and it's a fresh set of downs for Nakusa. Another update from Don Chesborough. At halftime, Panthers of Pittsville leading Marathon 16-6. Pittsville having a nice little season. Playing some teams very tough. So first and 10 now for Nakusa, 42-yard line of Shiocton. A little flip on the left side to Vega as he came in motion. Takes it across the 40 to the 38-yard line, a pickup of 4 on that carry. He's second down and 6. He just kind of came in motion. They flipped it ahead to him. So, you know, in reality, that's a completed pass for 4 yards, isn't it? Talking about then the Packer game on Sunday when the receivers come running by and you just flip it ahead to them. It's a flip, it's a pass. Now Kretschmar will put a man in motion, fake that little flip this time and keep it himself. takes it across the 35, 34, maybe the 33-yard line. Gets himself, I think, about 5 yards on that little carry. Brings up a very manageable third down and one. They will mark it at the 33-yard line. Opening drive of half number two. 8 minutes and 45 seconds here in quarter number three. 13-0 Shiocton, Nakusa on the drive. Split two to the bottom, one in the slot on the left. One man to the right of Kretschmar. Now he'll put that man in motion. They flip it ahead to Wenzel, and he goes nowhere but backwards for a yard to the 34-yard line. So that'll make it a fourth down and 2 yards to go now for Nakusa. As the ball is backside of the football just across the 35-yard line of Shiocton. Papermakers heading from north to south, left to right across your radio dial, heading towards 105.5 FM. Lone wideout is Hughes on the bottom of the screen. Two in the slots, one on the left, one on the right. Oh, they almost got Shiocton to jump, but Wenzel's going to be pushed back as he got very near the stick. I didn't see a flag fly for a offside on Shiocton, and they think they've held. Sending the offense onto the field, having a little discussion out there, and they're going to say, yep, they held them. Gained one to the 33, and they turn it over on downs. So the Chiefs hold with 7:39 to go, and they will start over on their own 33-yard line. First and 10 for Shiocton. I think they're going to, head linesman's going to say 34-yard line. We'll go with what he's got there. Three wides to the left, put a man in the motion to the left. They've got four on the left and one on the right. Looking downfield, deep and throwing, and it's knocked away at the last second by the papermakers, Francisco Vega. Stingle almost was able to sneak by the defenders, but good defensive effort that time by Vegas. He jumped and tipped it right at the last second, and the pass is incomplete, and it'll be second down and 10 yards to go from Shiocton's 34-yard line. Incomplete pass will stop the clock. 7 minutes and 33 seconds here in quarter number three. Shiocton huddled up back at about their own 27-yard line. Now they break the huddle and send the three wideouts to the top of the screen this time with the lone wideout on the bottom. They'll turn and they'll throw it out with a couple of those wideouts blocking over there on the right-hand side. And the catch is made by Cody Young. The sophomore picks his way ahead for a couple to the 37-yard line. We'll give him three on that. And it'll bring up third down and seven with 7:07 to go in quarter number three. Lucky sevens are in play. So here come the three wideouts to the left side of the formation, one to the right, and the shotgun formation for Schmidt. They set up the screen over the middle, caught there by Herb. He's got the first down and more across the 45 midfield, and Jordan Posh laying at the 46-yard line, getting up with a little help from his friends as Herb is all the way to the 47-yard line of Nakusa. So gain of 16 on that little inside screen, and it's a fresh set of downs for the Chiefs. They'll keep the drive alive as we approach the halfway point of quarter number three. Clock stopped. Not quite sure why. They move the chains. There it goes. So Schmidt back to throw. Going to let it fly down the right sideline. Got a man out there, but overshoots the intended receiver. And it was out of bounds anyway. He tried to hook up with Bennett Schmidt, the 6'5", 175-pound junior. And so on the incomplete pass, it brings up second down and 10 yards to go from the Papermaker 47-yard line. Well, now the clock does stop on the incomplete pass. Wideouts three to the bottom, one to the top. Single set back. And they give it to that single set back, and that's Mr. Stingley breaking tackles at the 40. 35, 30. He's got some speed. 20, 15, 10, 5. His teammates are all signaling touchdown as he broke a couple of initial tackles. And once he broke those tackles, he was off to the races. Getting up a little bit slowly. I think that's the quarterback who maybe tried to carry out the fake and got hit. Trying to see who that is. I'm not quite sure if that was, might have been Dylan Herb instead. So Bennett Schmidt will attempt the PAT. Lines are set. Snap is good. Ball's on the way. And the kick is good. And with 6:23 to go in quarter number three, the Chiefs extend their lead to 20-0. We'll step out. You're listening to Nacusa Papermaker Football, WIRI.
We are Nacusa Coated Products. Rooted in quality and innovation, Nacusa Coated Products is a premier manufacturer of specialty print media. Nacusa Coated Products has evolved over its 60 years in the industry, sustaining a reputation as the leading carbonless technology innovator. Connect with us and check out our open careers on our website, nacusa.com.
Area High School Football is now on the radio. 105.5 WIRI will be broadcasting Nacusa, Assumption, and Lincoln football games live. Cheer on your favorite area team on Friday nights at 7 p.m. Hometown sports are sponsored by Nacusa Coated Products, Paper City Savings, Jacoby Custom Cues, Piggly Wiggly, and Chips Hamburgers. Nacusa, Assumption, and Lincoln football only on WisCountry 105.5 FM, your hometown station playing country legends 24/7.
105.5 FM.
So the Chiefs end up going 66 yards in five plays, capped by Cade Stingle's 47-yard touchdown jaunt. And the Schmidt PAT makes the score 20-0. Bennett Schmidt now with the kickoff. That's going to go through the hands of the deep man, and now he falls to the ground, and he picks it up at the four-yard line, and he is going under a pile of Shiocton Chiefs at the five-yard line. Just not able to hang on to it that time, and got a little bit slippery out there, and Nacusa going to take off, start off deep in their own territory. Let's see if they mark it at the about the 5.5 yard line. We'll call it the five. Maybe the six. I think we can say the six. Looking down there now where the football lies. Just a little bit shy of the six, but let's go with the 6 yard line. 6:15 to go. Quarter number three, 20-0 Shiocton. Kretschmar standing on his own one-yard line, waiting the snap. Going to his right, looking. He's going to run it. He got three Chiefs in front of him. He's not going to get back to the line of scrimmage. They're going to mark him down at about the three-yard line. A loss of three. Second down and 13 for Nacusa. Update for you early in the fourth quarter. Wausau West takes a 7-0 lead over the Polar Bears of Hortonville. Thank you for the update, Don. Don always does a great job for us back at the studios with our engineering of our broadcasts. Two wideouts to the left of the formation for Nacusa. Now Kretschmar standing back in his own end zone. Passion motion. He flips it forward to him. He stops on a dime and cuts it back into the middle of the field across the five up to the 10-yard line. So he made a good decision that time to take it back to the middle. Picks up 7 yards to the 10-yard line. It'll now bring up a third down and 6 yards to go for Nacusa. It says 5 minutes remaining here in quarter number three. Assumption and Port Edwards victorious already today. And Rapids up 35-0 at the break over Appleton West. Terrors being terrorized as we get close to Halloween. Here's the snap. Back to throw, going to let it fly. Down goes Kretschmer up in the air and knocked away. Are they going to throw a flag? The official reached for it for a moment and then changed his mind as the nice play made that time by Gunnar Baker. Unable to hook up that time with Francisco Vega. Kretschmer got knocked to the ground pretty good, but goes by the side judge who taps him on the shoulder and looks like he's okay. Well, Nakusa going to be forced to punt from their own end zone as Joseph Bertling will stand about 2 yards deep. Snap is good. Kicks away. Stingles got it at the 35-30. 25-20. 15. Cut it back 10. 5. Going to the end zone. Touchdown, Chiefs. He got the first man to miss, and I don't know if he even got touched after that as he takes it into the end zone at the, say, he started at about the 37-yard line, and it's a touchdown for the Chiefs. So that'll make it 26-0. Still 4:26 to go here in the third quarter. Papermakers run a couple of players on late. And Bennett Schmidt on to attempt the PAT. The hold by Ty Marks. Ball's down, the kick's up, and it's good. And so with 4:26 to go in quarter number three. The lead is 27-0 for the Chiefs. We'll step out. You're listening to Papermaker Football, WIRI.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes, but I am not a criminal.
I worked for youth advocate programs, I was Tamani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, and get a job.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
As Jalen's YAP advocate, I'm always here for her.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration and neighborhood violence. Youth advocate programs. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Here's your Country Legends 24/7 forecast. Lows around 28 tonight under clear skies, winds out of the west around 5 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 57. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows level off around 36. Low 60s Sunday and Monday. Once again, low of 28 tonight, high of 57 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 41.
So the kickoff comes to about the 15-yard line. Hughes has it coming to the near sideline, 20, 25, 30, 35-yard line. Finally brought down just across the 40, but there's a flag lying back at the 36, 37-yard line. Referee with the white hat picks up the flag and puts it at the 37 and going to march this backwards on a little illegal block in the back to the 27-yard line. Nakusa will start there, first and 10, trailing it after a couple of Chiefs touchdowns here in quarter number three. It was scoreless after one. Chiacton put up two in the second, and now here in the third they've added two more. So the Papermakers, three wide outs to the left, one to the right. Kretschmer under some duress, lets it fly over the middle, and turns his back and ducks as he gets knocked to the ground in a hurry. And that pass goes incomplete. So they tried to hook up that time with Brandon Wintland and unable to make the connection. It'll be second down and 10 yards to go. Still battling a little bit of a cold here that we picked up last week and doing our best to get through the next 16 minutes or so. Papermakers, a couple of wideouts on the bottom of the screen this time. Hand it off to Wenzel, and they're waiting for him in the middle of the field. Fights hard, though. He was hit at the 26-yard line, but was able to manage to push the pile up to the 30-yard line. So that was a tough 3 yards that time for Jonathan. And it'll bring up third down and 7 to go for Nakusa. Clock rolls, 3:45 and counting. Don't forget, we got River King hockey for you tomorrow night. 6:59 is the scheduled time for our broadcast. Right here on WIRI. 3rd and 7. Looking downfield, going to let it fly down there, and it's batted away at the last second once again by Gunnar Baker, who's done a fine job playing defensive corner tonight. Well, Raiders with that running clock now for the rest of the game because the end of quarter number 3, they lead Appleton West 42-0. So 4th down and 7 here for Nakusa from their own 30-yard line. And does not appear they have sent the punt team out there. However, Nash has already quick kicked it. And now Shiacton not positive, so they decide that they're going to take a timeout. So we'll step out with them. You're listening to WIRI.
Paper City Savings realizes that banking is different for everyone. That's why Paper City Savings provides the best of both worlds, offering face-to-face personal customer service along with the latest in technology, such as e-banking platforms. If you want the best of both worlds, look no further than Paper City Savings.
Hometown community spirit, hometown community pride.
Paper City Savings, a proud sponsor of Area High School Sports, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Area High School Football is now on the radio. 105.5 WIRI will be broadcasting Nakusa, Assumption, and Lincoln football games live. Cheer on your favorite area team on Friday nights at 7 p.m. Hometown sports are sponsored by Nakusa Coated Products, Paper City Savings, Jacoby Custom Cues, Piggly Wiggly, and Chips Hamburgers. Nakusa, Assumption, and Lincoln football only on WisCountry 105.5 FM, your hometown station, playing country legends 24/7.
105.5 FM. So as we come out of the timeout, 3:22 to go here in quarter number 3. Nakusa facing themselves with a 4th down and 7 from their own 30-yard line. 3 wides to the left. Jordan Pasch on the right side in the slot. Kretschmar, let's see if he quick kicks it or if he goes for it. He's going to go for it. Nothing open to the left, so he throws it to the right. Pasch with a great catch. It's going to be very close to the first down marker, but I think it's going to be just a little bit short. The side judge is saying first down. Might have given it to him. They did. That's good for a 7-yard gain. Yep, first down. Nicely done. He was just able to tiptoe the sideline far enough to get a 1st and 10, so kudos to the paper makers. The backside of the football rests on the 37-yard line. First set of downs for Nakusa. 2 wides to the left, Pasch in motion. They fake the handoff to him. Nash is going to keep it. And Kretschmar goes down at the 39-yard line. Gain of a couple. 2nd down and 8 yards to go. 3 minutes remaining in this 3rd stanza. With the Chiefs on top, 27-0. Just joining us, Shiacton got a couple of touchdowns after a scoreless first quarter. Got a couple in the 2nd quarter. And 2 more here in quarter number 3. Kusa with the football. 2nd down, 8. Just about the 40-yard line their own. Make the flip to Wenzel. Now Kretschmer's going to follow him, and he's going to dive forward to the 44-yard line for a pickup of 5 on that carry. Nice little fake and follow of Wenzel that time up the right-hand side. And they mark it down at the 43-yard line. So gain of only 4 on the carry. It'll bring up a 3rd down and 4. Football resting neatly on top of that 43-yard line, right below me. We now have reached the 2-minute mark of quarter number 3. Kretschmar waiting the snap from center, 3rd down and 4. Fakes it to Wenzel. Pump fakes over the middle. He's under some duress, lets it fly over the middle, and it is going to be intercepted once again. And Kretschmar gets hit hard as he was banged to the ground by Bradley Demarath, a 5'10", 170-pound senior, and Nash got landed on pretty good as Dawson Schmidt gets his second INT of the ball game, and they will take over at their own 34-yard line. Has been rocked pretty hard a couple of times, and takes and puts on the jacket, puts the hoodie over the head, and trying to keep warm here as it's really cooled down since the start of the ball game. So the quarterback, Dawson Schmidt, who got a couple of INTs behind his name, hands it off to Stingle straight up the middle, 35, 38-yard line. Gain of four is a tackle is made by Andrew Wenzel. Ball at the 38 after that four-yard carry. Second down and 6 yards to go. Taking a little more time than usual in the huddle right now. A couple of plays away from the end of this third stanza. Shocknell split three wides to the right. Pass it instead to the left to Bennett Schmidt, and he's brought down at the 47-yard line after a gain of 9 yards. Posh on the tackle. A first and 10 now for the Chiefs. We wind down to 50 seconds. The play comes in from Cody Young, the 5'9", 145-pound sophomore for Shiocton. Play from the sideline. Brings it in. He splits out with James Mutchie on the right side. Bennett Schmidt on the left. Rolling to his right. Dawson Schmidt looking, throwing over the middle. Got it to Herb, and he is brought down in Nakusa territory at the Nakusa 40-yard line. And a pickup of 13 on that play. And a fresh set of downs for the Chiefs as they'll wind that clock. And they don't have to run another play if they decide not to, as we are down to 15 seconds. Kind of bust out of the huddle, though, like they would like to get one more off here. 10 ticks to go. Three wides on the bottom. They're going to throw it out here into the hands of Young. Got some blockers in front of them. 35 down to the 31-yard line. Gain of 9 yards on the carry. And we have come to the end of quarter number three, where the scoreboard reads, Shiocton 27, Nakusa nothing. We'll take a minute timeout. You're listening to Papermaker Football. FM 105.5 WIRI.
You want the country hits and lots of them. At Country Legends 24/7, that's exactly what we give you. But there are also some incredible country songs that you maybe never heard of. One of our favorite things here at Country Legends 24/7 is called the B-side. These are album cuts or covers of hits from other country artists, or just a little known country gem, all with one thing in common. They're all great country songs. So listen for an occasional little surprise called the B-side, exclusively on Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM. And thanks for loving Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
Shiocton on the fifth play of this drive, facing a second down and one from the Nakusa 31-yard line as they lead it 27-0. First play of quarter number four, quick pop pass out to Bennett Schmidt, and he is immediately brought down at the 25-yard line. Quick little hitter on the left side there, good for 6 yards, and good for another Shiocton first down. They mark it, and they're going to give him the 24, so we'll give him 7 yards on that. Get the chain set after the first down, and they wind the clock. Split outs, still three to the left and one to the right. And a fumble as Stengel couldn't hang on to it. It bounced away from him at the 26-yard line and went forward to the 24, and I think he got back on top of it. So no gain on the play. Fumble, but unfortunately for Nakusa, they were unable to recover. And it'll be second down and 10. We've used up 1 minute here of quarter number four. And Shai Octon still splitting four wideouts, one left, three right. Stengel, the lone setback. Going to throw it to the right-hand side. That's Herb with the catch. 25-20 down to the 15-yard line. Gets himself 9 yards. And will bring up third down and a yard to go. Tackle is made by Darian Boswell, 5'11", 165-pound freshman for Nakusa. The end of three quarters, Pacelli leading Iola Scandinavia 19-6, and Stratford having an easy time with Spencer Columbus Catholic, also at the end of three, 34-0. Here we've got a third down and one for Shai Octon. They'll pitch back to Stengel as he's going to try to get to the left-hand pylon. Cuts his way at the 10, the 5, and he's finally brought down there. He picks himself up 10 yards on that carry. It'll be first and goal from the 5-yard line of Nakusa. Oh, they wind the clock with the ball actually resting on the 6-yard line. As they put it back there. Long way away as they're on the other side of the field there, so 9 yards that time for Stengel. Interesting to see what they do if they do get the touchdown here. See if they decide to go for two to get that running clock, but first got to get the touchdown. Here's the pitch back to Stengel, and I think he just accomplished the touchdown part of it. And it is touchdown Chiefs. The 9:29 mark. Cade Stengel makes the score 33 now for the Chiefs. And what will they do? Will they go for one or will they try to go to two and get that running clock? Guys running on and off, and I don't know if they're really sure what they want to do yet. I think they're going to go for two, see if they can't make that a running clock over the last 9:29 here. Schmidt gets the snap, throws it back of the end zone, leaping high and making the catch was Dylan Herb. And we will have a running clock at the 9:29 mark of quarter number four. So we'll step out. You're listening to Papermaker Football, WIRI.
If you're going to be a player, you need the right equipment. Let Jacoby Custom Cues help you improve your game by fitting you with the proper cool cue from the tip to the bumper. Joint pins, leather wraps, performance shaft, and cool personal touches like photo engraving. Jacoby also carries the largest selection of darts, flights, and tips. Jacoby Custom Cues on Market Street in Nakusa or at JacobyCustomCues.com.
The Army National Guard plays a vital role in your community. We're on the front lines supporting essential personnel, first responders, law enforcement, and medical professionals, delivering food, supplies, and medicine, keeping communities safe, making a difference. During emergencies, we're always ready, always there. Learn more about part-time service in the Army National Guard at nationalguard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bennett Schmidt approaching football, puts foot to ball. It's an end-over-end kick that comes to the near sideline, picked up over there by Jaden Hughes. The 10, 15, 20-yard line where he is being knocked out of bounds. They'll give him the 21. And the Papermakers now trailing at 35-0. We've got a running clock for the rest of the ball game here. Will be stopped for a score or a timeout or an injury. Oh, Kretschmar, who taking a couple of pretty good shots. Still back in there at quarterback for Nakusa. Take and he'll hand it off to the hands of Wenzel. He fakes a little reverse that time to Vega. And he crosses the 25 up to the, see if they give him the 27 or the 28. I'll say the 27. Pickup of 6 on that carry. Second down and 4 for the Papermakers. It's always interesting when you've got a running clock. Seems like every time you look up there after a play, an entire minute has come off. Well, they are down to about the final 8 to 10 plays. Kretschmer all by himself in the backfield now. Look out from the backside. Pressure is coming. They've got him, and he goes down in the arms of James Mutchie, the 6'1", 175-pound junior. As he came from the blind side, Nash was running for his life and couldn't get away from him. Sacked all the way back at the 19-yard line. Loss of 8. Third down and 12. 7:47 in our ball game. Update from Don Chesborough. Stratford over Spencer Columbus Catholic, 34-0 after 3. And Marshfield suddenly woke up and start spanking Spash, 49-21. Here's the inside counter to Vega. He takes it to the outside now, to the near side. And he is brought down across the 25. Say the 27. Gunnar Baker in on the tackle. So a pickup of 8. And it'll be fourth down and long 4 yards to go for Nakusa. 7 minutes to go. See what I tell you? Every time we look up, about another minute's come off the clock. Two wides to the top. One in the slot on the left. Kretschmar going to follow Wenzel into the hole off the right tackle. And he is brought down at the 30-yard line, which should be just a tick shy of what they needed to get to. And that should be a turnover on downs, and it is. So 3 yards up to the 30. That's where the Chiefs will take over at the Nakusa 30-yard line. So I think we're going to see a whole bunch of different players now for the Chiefs. I see the quarterback, Dawson Schmidt, staying on the sideline. We can pick up the numbers. Who's going to be coming in and playing quarterback here? It might be Ty Marks, a junior. He is listed as a quarterback. Does look like there might be a number 6. They're still running players in and out. Tristan Miller, 5'11", 160-pound sophomore in at wideout. And a little confusion there on the sideline. So timeout going to have to be taken by the Chiefs. Hey, it's supposed to warm up a little bit in the next couple days. I think I saw 70 for Tuesday. Maybe a chance to still get out to Homestead, get in a little bit of golf, take the viaduct, and head out of town a couple of miles, and you'll see it there on the right. And make sure you say hi to Jamie and Dewey and all the good folks out there at Homestead Country Club. Still a little bit of time to get some golf in. Also, don't forget that we've got River King Hockey for you tomorrow night. Last I heard, they were up 3-1. They'll be home against the Minnesota Moose. Mark Lochner on the call of that. Got a chance to listen to Mark a little bit last week. Hopefully get a chance to listen to him a little bit again tomorrow night. That'll be at 6:59 right here on WIRI. Tomorrow afternoon on our sister station, WFHR, the Badgers will be at Northwestern. Jim Leonard making his interim coaching debut as the head coach for the Badgers. 12:30 pregame, 2:30 kickoff. And then I'll be joining James hopefully on Monday, 10:06, for Playmakers. Been there for a little bit. Be good to be back in that chair. We got 5:38 to go here, and the Chiefs, I think, got everything all set up now as they come to the line of scrimmage with two wideouts to the right and one to the left. There's a handoff trying to probe the left-hand side. Tackle going to be made out there for Nakusa by Justin Thielen, 5'7", 160-pound sophomore. As the carry is good up to the 27-yard line for about 3 yards. Bring up a second down and seven. Quarterback is Ty Marks. He is the 160-pound junior. 5 minutes to run this offense. Taking the handoff. Come to the right-hand side now and making it to the 25-yard line is Blake Carton, 5'8", 140-pound sophomore. They'll say two on that carry to the 25-yard line. Third down and five. So the Chiefs break the huddle at the 4:30 mark. In the formation, there's a wideout on the left and two receivers to the right. Running back to the left of Marks, one behind him. He gives it to that second back through. Hit at the 23-yard line and brought down. And the carry that time, Jordan Yonke, 5'7", 135-pound sophomore. I'll say 2 yards by Jordan. It's now fourth down and three for the Chiefs. Five ticks under 4 minutes to go here from Nakusa. Homecoming 2022. Two wides left, one right. Running backs right and behind. Quarterback Marks. Give it to the behind running back, and he gets to about the 18. And that's going to be enough for a first down for the Chiefs as the ball marked down at the 18-yard line. First and 10. Number 82 on the carry. They don't have a real long roster, but they don't have an 82. 3 minutes remaining. Chiefs back to the line of scrimmage. Papermakers adjusting defensively. A handoff to the second back through. That's Carton. He winds his way inside the 15 down to the 13-yard line. A little bit of a jitterbug move that time to pick up 5 yards. Second down and five. Or long four, short five, we can say. 2.5 minutes. 35-0 Chiefs. Get a chance to play some of their backups here late in the ballgame. Mark stands at about the 17-yard line in shotgun formation. Takes, gives it to the mysterious number 82, who takes it down inside the 10, down to about the 5-yard line. For a pickup of 8. And it'll be first and goal to goal, Shai Octon. The tackle for Nakusa, Darian Boswell, called his name a few times tonight. Again, they hurry it back to the line of scrimmage. Same formation as the last play for the Chiefs. And this time they'll take and they'll hand it off. And walking it into the end zone for the touchdown is Blake Carton at the minute 32 mark. And that's one way you stop the clock when you got a running clock is by getting a touchdown. So the Chiefs were able to put up 2 touchdowns in the second quarter, third quarter, and now here in the fourth quarter as Blake Carton gets the touchdown. From 5 yards out. So we'll have a new young man on to attempt the PAT. Looks like Isaiah Carton. Lines are set. Ball is down. Kick is on the way. It's high, and it is no good. Wide to the left. So with 1:32 to go, we'll take our timeout. Add up some numbers here, and be back with more after this.
We are Nakusa Coated Products,
Rooted in quality and innovation, Nakusa Coda Products is a premier manufacturer of specialty print media. Nakusa Coda Products has evolved over its 60 years in the industry, sustaining a reputation as the leading carbonless technology innovator. Connect with us and check out our open careers on our website, nakusa.com.
WIRI Nakusa. Heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, we've got a minute 32 left here in Nakusa. Shiocton on top of Nakusa, 41-0. They'll wrap up the season next week, will the Papermakers, as they'll be back here against Wittenberg-Burnhamwood. And the Chiefs of Shiocton will be at home against Spencer Columbus Catholic. So here's the kick. It's going to come down to the 21-yard line. And near side return, running hard for the Papermakers. Dylan Slaughter, 5'9", 145-pound junior. And he takes it all the way out. They'll mark it officially at the 40-yard line for Nakusa. And the clock just continues to roll through all of that exchange. We are down to our final 65 seconds of play. So they set the chains. Papermakers get in the huddle. Eli Anderson, 5'8", 130-pound freshman, going to come in and do the honors here on the last play or so. We'll update you on some scores and give you the scoring highlights as we wrap up our ball game here in about 35 ticks. Here's the snap and the handoff straight ahead. Not much doing. It'll be second down and 10 from the 40-yard line. See if the Papermakers run off another play. I think they're going to give him a yard maybe on that carry. Seconds. Can they squeeze one more out of here? Let's see if they can. Mark's waiting for the snap. Fake it. Pass it over the middle. Completed at midfield. Into the hands of Brandon Whitland down the sideline. And that's going to be knocked out of bounds at the 33-yard line. And, of course, that does not stop the clock because of the running clock, and that is the end of the ball game, where the final score reads Chiefs of Shiocton 41, Papermakers nothing. Let's take a look at some of those scoring highlights as we wrap up our coverage of Homecoming 2022. No score in quarter number one, and then in the second quarter, it was all Chiefs as Dion Helzer took it in from 1 yard out. It was an 8-play, 39-yard drive. The PAT hit the upright. The Chiefs led it 6-0. Then at the 8-11 mark, after an interception made by Dawson Schmidt, he hooked up with Dylan Herb on an 8-yard touchdown score. 3 plays, 10 yards, and Bennett Schmidt's PAT made it 13-0 Shiocton. That was halftime. Quarter number three, two more scores for the Chiefs, 6-23. Kate Stingle run, 47 yards, left side, and then back to the middle and to the zone. 5 plays, 66 yards. Schmidt's PAT made it 20-0 in favor of the Chiefs. 4:26 to go in the third quarter. Stingle again. This time was a 37-yard punt return. And Schmidt's PAT made it 27-0 in favor of Shiocton after 3 quarters. 9:29 to go in the fourth. Cade Stingle again. 6-yard run. 9 plays, 66 yards. The 2-point conversion to Dylan Herb. Nice catch, leaping catch in the back of the end zone. And the Chiefs got a running clock at 35-0. Scored one more time with 1:32 to go. This time, Blake Carton, 6-yard touchdown run, 7 plays, 30 yards. PAT was no good by Isaiah Carton. And the final score reading, 41-0. Let's see what Don's got for us on a few updates here as well. Last we heard again, update for you at the end of the third quarter, Marshfield was all over Spash, 49-21 after trailing it 14-0, so outscored him 49-7. That's just the end of the third quarter there. Final, Rapids wins it at home against Appleton West. So with the bye next week against Appleton East, they get at least a share of the crown in the Valley once again this year. At the end of quarter number three, Adams Friendship and the Dells. It's Wisconsin Dells leading it 13-7. And the final, Stratford over Spencer, Columbus Catholic 41-0. So those are some of the area scores as we wrap up homecoming 2022 here from Nakusa. I want to say a great big thank you to all of our sponsors for allowing us to make the trip over here. This is Randy Paul saying so long, everybody, as you've been listening to Nakusa Papermaker Football here, FM 105.5 WIRI.
Nakusa 2022 football is proudly brought to you this season by Paper City Savings, Chips Hamburgers, Jacoby Custom Cues, Nakusa Piggly Wiggly, and Nakusa Coated Products. 105.5 FM WIRI proudly bringing you Nakusa High School Sports and your hometown station, playing country legends 24/7, Wis Country 105.5 WIRI.